Good morning, City Church. Welcome to City Church Together for Tuesday, June 29th. Tuesday, June 29th. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different because what is coming up next is the month of July, and I wanted to prepare all of you for what you're going to hear on this podcast in the month of July. It has to do with City Church turning 10 years old, depending on when you count from. When our launch team first arrived in Murfreesboro, would have been in July 10 years ago, and we started having our public worship gathering 10 years ago in August. So we are going to use the month of July on this podcast, and we're going to have a sermon series on it that will all culminate on a big celebration on July the 25th. We're going to be at the City Hall here in Murfreesboro, not at the City Hall, but in their plaza outdoors. We're going to have an outdoor worship service. And then afterwards, we're going to celebrate with food trucks and just have a big street party together. So that's July 25th. If you are a part of us, with us, want to drive in from out of town or whatever country you happen to be listening, I know we got a lot of fans out there in like Vietnam and Thailand. So go ahead and purchase your tickets for the 25th. You can come right over and worship with us. We're just going to have a giant celebration, worship service about what worshiping our Lord and what He has done over these last 10 years. So the podcast over July is just going to have it's going to be stories of life change that has happened, and it's going to be stories from our launch team. So people who were on our launch team talking about how the Lord intersected them and got them to help plant this church and about the vision. So we're going to give you a little church, a little city church history, and also just people's whose lives have been changed. They're going to be bringing their testimonies in July. Also, on our Instagram account, I suppose it's Borough City Church, we're going to be posting some videos, some lighthearted stuff on there that is celebrating our history. So just some funny stories that we've had through the years, or you never know when a lip sync video might show up on there. We'll see what happens. So what I want to do today in the spirit of one more thing, gang. If you are following along with us in our Bible reading app, you know that this quarter's reading is going to end in just a couple days. Actually, tomorrow will be the last entry. That should be coming out. If it's not out today, it should be out in the next couple days so that you can pick right back up in July. We'll have the next iteration of those for you. So you can still, and please do continue with that daily Bible reading Monday through Friday. At least on our app. In the meantime, I want us to get ready to celebrate, and I want to do that through our reading today is going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. I'll start in verse 7. The preacher, as the author of this, writes, "Go eat your bread with pleasure and drink your wine with a cheerful heart, for God has already accepted your works. Let your clothes be white all the time, and never let oil be lacking on your head. Enjoy your life with the wife you love all the days of your fleeting life, which has been given to you under the sun, all your fleeting days. For that is your portion in life and in your struggle under the sun. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your strength, because there is no work, planning, knowledge, or wisdom in Sheol, or the dead, where you are going." And that's the word of the Lord from Ecclesiastes chapter 9. That passage in particular is a passage about celebration. It is a celebration of life. It is if we combine this with some New Testament language, so for example, to live is Christ, to die is gain, Philippians 1:21, which is something that we've been talking about at City Church here recently. To live as Christ, to die as gain, that can sometimes be thought of and interpreted as, if to live as Christ, to die as gain, then I can't waste any time while I'm living. And sometimes celebration or joy can seem like a waste of time. It can seem off mission. But what we're going to learn in during the month of July in this sermon series is that celebration is very much not off mission. In fact, celebration is not an extra. Celebration is not a nicety. It's a necessity. Celebration is not something that you wait for until you get through all of your hard times. It's something that you do even while you are going through hard times. And that is what I'm going to, that's what we're going to talk about all through July as we prepare. In July, we're going to talk about biblical celebrations. We're going to see what the scripture tells us about how we should celebrate. And then we're just going to practice it, not only on July 25th, but that's going to be a kickoff for the rest of the year. And what is happening here in Ecclesiastes is you have the preacher who writes this book, and he's saying, no, you celebrate now. Go eat your bread with pleasure. Drink your wine with a cheerful heart. God has already accepted your works. This happens to come in a book where he sort of caricaturizes Solomon as this person who has tried everything. In other words, like, let me grab this guy who's supposed to be the wisest guy, and he's just going to go out and try everything, and it's going to leave him empty. So he's going to try to pursue pleasure to get joy. And what I want to do now, and so after that failed, you still have the preacher encouraging us to enjoy life, to celebrate, to get pleasure. But what I want to do now is just read a little passage. This is from Eugene Peterson's As Kingfishers Catch Fire. And I want to read this passage to you that really summarizes and I think helps us think about joy and celebration and the way that we do what the preacher is asking us to do in Ecclesiastes, but the way that we do it without making pleasure into a goal or an idol. Okay, so he says, in Eugene Peterson has set this up in this passage that I'm about to read on Ecclesiastes chapter 9. He says there's two things that you have to keep in mind. He says the Solomon, and I'll quote now, the Solomon mistake in regard to God's gift of joy can be summarized in two statements. Number one, you must not pursue pleasure. Number two, you cannot purchase pleasure. Okay, so on one, you must not pursue pleasure. He says pleasures are gifts to be enjoyed, not goals to be pursued. No pleasure, however delightful, provides a reason for living or a goal for growing. The pursuit of pleasure leads into a swamp of boredom. And pause right there. I think about boredom. That is losing the fear of God. That is losing the awe of God. And so when your focus is all on the gifts of God and not on the awe, not awe of God, you lose the fear of God, and you get bored. That's what you can think of the opposite of a fear of God as boredom, or the opposite of fear as boredom. Fear in terms of, again, respect and awe. Okay. The pursuit of pleasure leads into a swamp of boredom. The foundational human appetite is for God. God has filled the world with all manner of delight. To enjoy it, we need the light touch of one who accepts a gift. We need protection from the sweaty, enslaving compulsions of taking a God gift and immediately godding it into an idol. It is possible to accept all the gifts of life and enjoy them completely only if we refuse to make gods out of them. No one is more insistent than the preacher that we enjoy life. At the same time, no one is more careful in warning of the danger of investing these enjoyments with a life of their own. We will pray then for grace to live joyously and abundantly, and for caution to live discerningly and carefully. We will be wary of sin and enthusiastic in grace, watchful of temptation, but awake to the Spirit. End quote. And that is a wonderful description of how to do what the preacher calls us to in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Don't pursue pleasure. We will be wary of sin and enthusiastic in grace, watchful of temptation, but awake to the Spirit. Second, he says, two, you cannot purchase pleasure. If we can leave off the anxious work of plunder long enough, we will discover the occupation of joy. Joys are given by God. They can only be received by us. We can neither create nor earn them. neither hoard nor accumulate them. In our culture, every commonplace novelty is breathlessly proclaimed as an original creation that we can acquire by purchase, but joys cannot be bought, only received. Listen to this. The one thing we can do to develop a capacity for enjoyment is to practice generosity. In the words of the preacher, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. A kind of reckless sharing that imitates the divine. Or in a paraphrase of Jesus' words, we cannot gain the world except we lose our own soul, but he who loses his own soul will find it. City Church, celebration, joy, celebration, generosity. The same Holy Spirit-inspired preacher who wrote, "Go eat your bread with pleasure," also wrote in Ecclesiastes 11, as Eugene Peterson quotes, also wrote, "Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days." A key to joy is not only enjoying the things we have, but sharing them. City Church, that's the way we want to celebrate as a church. Not simply put the spotlight on ourselves, not simply pat ourselves on the back, but we want to share what we have, be generous with what we have, and see it come back to us 100-fold. I am looking very much forward, not only to July, but to the next 10 years of City Church. And so we are about to celebrate July and for the rest of this year to thank God what he has done with our church. Let me ask you this. If you want to send in a story of celebration, if you'd like to maybe be included on the podcast, because we're going to be telling these stories all year long. So if you'd like to be included in this celebration and tell a story of how the podcast has impacted you, or you've been at our church and how this church has impacted you, you can send that to elders@boroughcitychurch.com, or I think maybe there's a podcast tag on the front of our sermons, email address you can send it to as well. But definitely elders@boroughcitychurch.com will get to us. And we could Zoom with you and just have a little interview, and you could tell a life story about how God has intersected you through City Church. And that would be a blessing to all of our people as you share that and give testimony to that. So let's be silent now and pray and thank God for what we are expectant of him to do through this celebration. Our Father, you call us to joy, and you don't just call us to joy. You give us good gifts that allow us to delight in you if we use those gifts properly, not just for consumption, but to turn into praise and thanksgiving of you, our good Father, who gives us good things. Like James says, every good gift comes down from the Father of lights. As we celebrate 10 years, we are grateful. Grateful not only for 10 years of ministry, but just through your sustaining hand in us. Grateful for the growth that you've called in us in perseverance over 10 years. Grateful for the Holy Spirit's work. Grateful for even the things that we can't see that have happened through this church in 10 years. Thank you, Father. Help us to celebrate faithfully. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. City Church, it is time to celebrate. So go and multiply the gospel.